This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program, and it concerns Michael Franti, is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru Share the Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru, carlsonsubaru.com. The one and only Michael Franti.
What's up?
So great to see you. Your beautiful wife is here.
She's here.
There's no baby here.
Your giant baby isn't here.
Up here. Where's the baby?
Oh, my gosh. That's making me lactate.
Michael, you're always taking my glory. The one thing that I can do that you can't do, and you have to pretend like you can do that.
It's just wishful thinking.
Where's the baby, guys?
You know, Michael woke me up at 6 a.m. He's like, we got to go. I'm like, where are we going? He's like, we're going to see our friends at Alice. I said, we're not taking the baby. I'm going to get chewed out on radio. The air quality is so bad. I left him. He's cuddled up with my mom.
Oh, that's
I'm being
good.
A responsible mother because he's going to be out tonight. So he's home safe.
God, you guys, though, there. It's just awful. I mean, but honestly, it feels awful even bitching about it, knowing what people are going through with it. It's a nightmare. Yeah. So we have a couple things I want to talk to you guys about, and we have a couple different things to give tickets away for. So I want to start, in order to not confuse
people,
tonight is the Rockers Ball.
Mm-hmm.
This is something you guys...
But actually, Sarah, we're going to go the other way around and do the film first.
Tomorrow is your showing of
tomorrow.
Stay Human at
San
the North Theater.
Yes. We don't want to confuse Sarah,
theater.
Everyone.
Well, I thought we were doing the Rockers Ball. I don't know why I know.
Well, this is a perfect segue. Because the film is all about how I wake up every morning and I feel like this world is just a disaster. And I get depressed, I get bummed out, and I'm somebody who's prone to like depression and anxiety. But then I get out into the world and I meet people along the way who are ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things to make a difference in the lives of other people. And it reminds me of what it means to be a human and how we hold on to our humanity in these super challenging times that we're living in. Right. So it's a super uplifting film, and afterwards I'll be doing a Q&A about it and then an acoustic performance with some of the people from my band. So it's going to be a fun night.
So this is tomorrow night. And
tomorrow
you said
night,
this
the
is the San Francisco,
San Francisco debut of the film.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. So you'll have a lot of family and friends.
Yeah, Sarah and I have watched it in my studio.
Yes.
So technically, San Francisco.
Can
we
I give
there.
It a quick 30-second review?
Oh,
yes, please.
Okay,
do.
So I saw it at the Mill Valley Film Festival, and it is incredibly sincere, so genuine, so heartfelt, so eye-opening, and it just shows like how blessed we are, I think, in this country and all that we have, and it just opens your eyes to people who are just fighting and joyful. Every day, I was incredibly moved. And it was also special, you know, sitting next to Michael and Sara, watching them watch the film, too. But
thank you.
Sure.
I'm going to give it 5 Persian rubs, a perfect score.
Perfect score.
That never happens.
Thank you, man.
All right. So that is tomorrow night at the North Theater.
In San Francisco.
And
here.
We have 1 pair of tickets.
Correct.
We'll give those to caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Back to Michael Franti.
Yeah, okay. So
tonight.
Hold on. We'll do that one at the end. We don't want to confuse the two.
Okay.
So check it out. We know it's your birthday. So we've prepared
Thank
something
you.
Special for you.
39
we've
years
got,
old.
Yeah.
Right. We've got 39. We've got Sarah, my wife, who's joined the band here.
Yeah.
Hello,
we've
Sarah.
Got our assistant, Kelly.
Oh, hey, Kelly.
Hello.
Who's also joined the band. And maybe we can even get Grace and Faith and Uzette. And human to sing along with this one. It goes like this. Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making us laugh in the morning.
Thank you for making us laugh in the morning.
It's 6 a.m. when I wish I was snoring. You make my effing commute less boring. Thank you for making a smile in the morning. Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making us laugh in the morning.
Thank you for making us laugh in the morning.
It's 6 a.m. when I wish I was snoring.
You make my effing commute
less boring. Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Give me some boo-boos.
Sarah, it's like one of those old school R&B jams. When I break it down and I talk slow, and I tell you how important you are to me and to the whole Bay Area, we sincerely, from the bottom of our hearts, love you. We love you like we'd love a puppy on the street corner.
What?
We love you like we love marshmallow treats with Rice Krispies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do love those. Those are great.
We love you like we love the Castro Street Fair and the Folsom Street Fair.
Woo!
And the Haight Street Fair, and the State Fair, and the Marin County Fair.
Yeah.
Throw your hands in the air.
Woo!
Here we go one more time. Come on, y'all.
Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making us laugh in the morning.
Thank you for making us laugh in the morning.
Same when I wish I was snoring.
You make my effing
commute less boring. Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making a
smile. Oh my God! I can die now. My life is complete.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Nice.
That
was oh my God. The background vocals were just delightful.
Especially the oohs. I'm like,
ooh. Oh my God. Thank you. That's so nice of you.
I couldn't help but notice you picked up on the song lyrics and started singing with them.
Well, I want to help out. It seemed like a sing-along.
Right.
I'm always up for one of those. That's all I wish for my birthday. I'm like, don't get me anything. Just play a bunch of guitar and let me sing songs with some drinks. It'll all be good. That was really nice of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very
Thank you.
Much. I know you're a busy, busy guy. I mean, that's, you know, to take 5 minutes out and can crank me out of tune, dude, that means
Didn't
a lot.
Didn't even take that long.
No. You brat.
Don't toot your own horn.
Yeah, very easy, right? Hey, let me ask you a question. So now you're making films.
Yes.
And you've obviously been in music for longer than I even knew. You were doing a punk band back in the East Bay
30
explosion.
Years ago, yeah.
So you've been at it a while. So what is it that you like? What do you look to for inspiration musically, and film wise? Because like for example, we got to play a song on our birthdays that represents us, and you played. What was it?
Imogen Heap song. I love that.
Song. You pick? Like, if you were picking an artist or a song or something, where you're
that's a really good question.
Boom! This is the thing.
This is the Michael Franti song.
God, there's so many.
Is there one of your songs that is like that you feel epitomizes your journey?
Not really. Not that epitomizes my journey, but I love artists that can tell a story that makes you dance that has some other kind of meaning to it.
Right.
You know, like. Like, you know, Marvin Gaye's Mercy Me, The Ecology. Mm-hmm. It's really this beautiful song you can dance to, but it's about, like, the environment. And, God, he wrote it in 1975, and here we are today dealing with all the stuff we are.
Right.
So songs that last like that make you dance, that make you smile, that give you meaning. And I believe that there's a battle in the world today, and it's not between left and right or rich or poor or black and white or gay or straight or any religion. It's between cynicism and optimism.
Oh.
And all of us face it every day. We wake up and we go, God, am I going to feel crappy today, or I'm going to face this day with like some energy and some optimism about what's going on?
I've always felt like an optimist, and I do find that some days I'm like, what are you so optimistic about? Like, I actually am almost talking myself down off my high horse, which I think sucks. I have always been
totally
kind of a basically happy person, and you're right.
And that's why
cynicism is creeping in.
Yeah, that's why I write songs that do that. I want to write songs that make people appreciate life.
Look around and
look
count
around.
Your blessings.
Count your blessings and attack what we need to fix, you know?
And actually, that is something that you have done for a long time. This is not just lip service. Yeah. You guys have the Do It For Love Foundation. Yeah. We were lucky enough to get to go to the Rockers Ball last year, which is quite the thing.
That's quite the thing.
That is quite... Is it? Are you doing it at the Fairmont again? Or is it? That was an amazing night. Like, I just didn't quite know what to expect. And and it's performances, and it's a big auction, and it's that... Is that called a silent auction when you get to walk down and sort of see everything and bid on it? But you raise money for your foundation, which does amazing things.
So Do It For The Love is a nonprofit that Sarah and I started 5 years ago. And we bring people with advanced stages of life-threatening illness, children and adults with special needs, and wounded veterans to see any live concert by any artist in any city in the world. So people write to us and they say, my sister has stage 4 breast cancer. She's always wanted to see Garth Brooks. And we send, you know, them and 3 of their family members to see Garth Brooks or
And you
whoever.
Reach out to these artists.
Yes, we reach out to the artists. We reach out to the promoters.
And generally, I'm assuming that they are fully like
most of the time. And if they don't, then we buy tickets, you know, and we send people to everything from Metallica to, you know, the opera. I never imagined in my life that Sarah and I would have ever bought as many Taylor Swift concert tickets as we have. But she's the favorite one. And Sarah, why don't you tell us how it got started?
Yeah, I mean, people are familiar. My background's nursing, and Michael being a musician, we always wanted to do something together. And so we met this couple, Hope and Steve, December, and Steve is living with ALS. And they kept tweeting at Michael saying, you know, we really want to see your show. This might be Steve's last show. And this was before the Ice Bucket Challenge. So no one really knew what ALS was. And we got to meet Steve and Hope, and Michael invited them out on the side of the, to the stage, and he played Life Is Better With You, and they had this really emotional moment on stage, and it was at this festival, and the last day of the festival, and before, he was always just seen as the guy in the wheelchair, and when Michael introduced him, people were able to see him as Steve, and not for the disability he's now living with, or the disease or illness he's living with, but for the individual that he is, and you know, the song's playing and Michael's playing and I'm crying and Michael's crying and 20,000 people in the audience are crying. And we went home that night and we were like, we could, you know, create this powerful moment for as many people as we can. And some of our recipients pass away and it ends up being this really beautiful moment for families. And some of them live on and it's a night of respite. And I didn't know, being a nurse, I knew illness was family centered. But until my mom had to go through breast cancer treatment, I didn't really get it. And so with Michael's son living with kidney disease and with what we've gone through, it's become even more important for us to push this mission out. And we're so grateful to our community and who's been so supportive. And through Rockers Ball tonight, we're raising funds for Do It For The Love. And we've got an after party.
Right. So the after party is happening. I want to get to that in a second. You had said that you guys are going to do something in particular for the fire victims.
So we're giving away 2 tickets, which is going to be great. And then we've decided, you know, Michael and I woke up this morning and we look out in the sky and like what you said, it's just devastating what's happening. And so we've opened up 10 spots to the after party tonight and we're donating all proceeds raised from those 10 tickets to fire relief tonight, which will be about $3,000. So we really want to be able to do that. We're raising funds for Do It For Love, and we also want to give back to the local community.
Where can people find out more about it?
So you can go to doitforthelove.org, and there's going to be there's a tab up there, so there's information about the Rockers Ball.
And we will take caller number 9 right now.
Correct.
And give away a pair of tickets for this after party.
Right.
So this is, you guys are doing your main thing, and then people are going to, is this a secret location?
So it's at the Fairmont. It's called the Ultra After Party.
Okay.
Michael and I are going to be out there dancing the night away. There's drinks. There's good food. There's going to be amazing music. And it's just going to be a good time to celebrate. But we want to just make sure that we're acknowledging what's happening around us at the same time.
Is there an age limit for this party?
There's no age, well...
A lower limit.
What do you call it? Like the minimum age?
Yeah, minimum age.
21 and over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. You're drinking
alcohol.
There's
drinking,
so.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
So 21 and up, please. Call it number 9 right now.
I was like, is there a limit? There?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but no one over 52 is allowed to go.
Taj will be in bed by then. Taj now.
Well, you're 39, so
well,
you're good.
Well,
yeah,
I'm in,
good,
so. So I noticed that you picked your guitar back up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll what are we going to hear from Michael
this
Franti?
This is a record we just put out. I can't tell you how I feel with flowers, cause they can't tell you what I'm trying to say. And I've been looking through my heart for hours, but my mind is always in the way. And I've been searching for words so perfect, trying to find a better way. Just to say I love you. Ooh, just to say
I love you. Just to say I love you. Had our ups and downs for years now, but we're still here on the morning show.
Yeah, you are.
There you know. Sarah just turned 39 now.
Yeah, I did.
And she sure knows how to rock and roll.
Yeah.
I've been searching for words so perfect, trying to find a better way just to say I love you. 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 Here we go. Everybody sing it now. Say, oh, 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 your love is all I ever wanted.
Oh, 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 your love is all I ever wanted.
Oh, 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 your love is all I ever wanted.
Oh, 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 oh.
Just to say I love you.
Michael Franti in Great Voice. Tonight is the Rockers Ball and the special after party, and then tomorrow night at the Norse Theater.
Yes.
You're going to be the San Francisco debut of Stay Human. Is there another way that people can see this movie? Are you going to do a wide release thing, or will it be on demand?
We are. But, you know, when we started thinking about how we're going to get this film out there, everything goes, like, straight onto the internet now. And we're like, this is a film about, like, being human and how can we do it differently? So we thought, let's just do a tour with it. So we've been doing a tour all around the Northwest. I've done a whole bunch of cities, and everywhere it's been selling out. We've been doing second performances, and it's great. It's a great film to see with like 1,000 other people in a room. And when do you ever do that? You know, it's like normally, like the other option was like, oh, we'll put it on Netflix right away. And then people like Sarah and I, we get together and we, you know, get our popcorn in bed, and we get our Ben and Jerry's. We each eat a whole one.
We start
watching.
That's my favorite thing about you guys. We
watch 10 minutes of the movie, and then we have sex and roll over and fall asleep,
sure.
And that's it. And
she's like, not anymore. We have a kid now.
Right.
We have sex, we roll
lactating.
Over, we nurse the kid.
Get off of me.
Yeah,
so wanted it to be a more, human connected experience.
Human connected experience.
So funny, Sarah.
I love the idea of a tour, because then not only do people get to see the movie with a group of like-minded individuals and in a wonderful setting, but then they get a Michael Franti concert too.
It's been super fun. We've been really enjoying it. Myself and Carl Young, who shares a birthday with you, our bass player Carl Young. I want to give him a big shout out.
Happy birthday, yes. Carl. Also 39.
Yeah, also 39. and he's on the tour with me. And then a great young artist named Victoria Canal, who's really awesome, who will be...
Tell a little bit about her story.
So Victoria's somebody who I discovered through Instagram. I was just flipping through the Explore feature, and her music randomly popped up. I was really moved by what she does. She has an incredible voice. She's kind of like if Norah Jones and Alicia Keys had a baby together. Mm-hmm. And
that's pretty good. Where's she from? Around here?
She's from all over. Her father traveled all around the world, and but she was born without most of her right arm, and she plays piano beautifully with just what's left of her right arm and her left hand. And she's just really incredibly inspiring, and just has a beautiful voice. She's been out on tour with us all summer. We wrote a song together called Flower in the Gun. And
is there a place people can find that? Because I've heard it's gorgeous.
So that song is on our iTunes, if the album Stay Human Volume 2. And it's one of the songs that you get early. The album doesn't come out until January 25th, but
like
they've released a
pre-order
song.
Right.
Yeah. And we've actually been making a video for that song. And the song is a song that's about bullying and gun violence and violence in general, but not just about that, but how do we heal from it, and how do we as a nation grow and move on from it? And here it is.
That's good. Really good.
Could be the flower in the gun.
So will we hear you guys do this at Winterland?
Just play a little second more so you can hear Victoria.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
The production on this is really great.
Good. Too. Like, is that her on keys too, or
no? She played piano. On
oh wow!
It
and who's doing? Are is that a synth or is it strings?
No, we used an orchestra in Nashville. Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. So that you get that when you pre-order the new Michael Franti.
Yeah, and we've been traveling around the country the last couple of weeks making a video for the song and interviewing families who have been affected by gun violence in Parkland, in Orlando at the Pulse nightclub shooting. We had somebody from who was shot in the back at the Vegas concert.
Oh, right.
The intention of the song is that we believe that every single person in this country, no matter what walk of life or political experience, can play a role in reducing gun violence. And that it doesn't have to just be a political issue. This is something that affects every single person, every community. And we all can play a role in the healing that our country needs right now. And so it's kind of this song is a call to action for people to say, let's figure this out.
Flower in the gun. Get it on iTunes. Michael, and I know you didn't come here specifically to promote that. You know what?
Thank you, though.
It's so great to see. It's always great to see you.
Thank
you. Really looking forward to Winterland.
Yeah.
I was
to Norse Theater.
Oh, yes. To Norse.
Yeah.
To Norse tomorrow night.
Oh, yes.
But also to Winterland, which you are going to be
Alice
at.
Alice in Winterland.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Oh,
holy crap. I'm like, did I just say something? Is he not on Winterland?
I just totally dated myself because I'm thinking like Winterland Theater.
No,
we're not playing at the Winterland.
In Winterland.
Your wife's like, what is he doing?
I just love when stuff like that happens. Like, no, babe, come on, fix this. You can do it.
Holy.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, totally. We're doing Alice in Winterland.
Oh, yeah, that. I'm totally
that
right.
thing. Yes, and Victoria will be there. She'll be singing.
So you're going to do the song.
We're going to sing this song there.
Oh, my God,
she
that's
will
great.
Be there. Yes.
And I also want to say.
She just played the Apollo Theater last night.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's off doing her own
whole
thing.
She's doing her thing,
Well, that's how exciting. I did not know that she was going to be with you at Winterland.
She'll be there.
Yep. And thanks for writing the song. That is
welcome.
So sweet. And the background vocalist.
We can go out with it, right?
Yeah, my birthday song, everybody.
Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making a smile in the morning.
Thank you for making us laugh in the morning.
Thank you for making us laugh in the morning.
It's 6 a.m. when I wish I was snoring. You make my effing commute less boring. Thank you for making us smile in the morning.
Thank you for making us smile in the morning.
Thank you guys so much. Michael Franti, always great to see you. Have a great time this weekend, you guys.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, man, get in here. I want my montage.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Well, it sure is.
Oh, my God. It's Friday before our vacation week. And thank you. Huge thank yous to Michael Franti and his wife, Sara. Also, we didn't really get to dwell on Gina Yashere.
She was great.
There's a picture of her on the Alice 973 Instagram, as well as all of the stuff from Shutterfly.
Oh,
so,
yeah. We got a bunch of stuff from Shutterfly. In fact, our crazy super fan from Shutterfly is here. She usually goes, hey, I want to get some stuff for Human's birthday. So here's what we want. And she just went crazy and like printed on every single thing in there.
Chelsea is her name.
Hi, Chelsea. All right, you guys, come on, let's rock out.
Oh, what are we doing? Adorable.
We're going to do the montage.
Oh, a rinse plate.
Do it. Yeah!
Oh, Friday, got to get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, of sunshine. We could use that. That's the sound of sunshine coming down.
This is how we do it.
Oh, you say. Damn.
Standing on a corner and wind.
Those things really have a
You're
range of
the
motion.
Show, Vin.
Yeah, Vinny, look left.
It's a go, my load in a flatbed board going down to take a look at me.
Oh, my God.
Whose birthday is it anyway?
Right.
Happy birthday. birthday, Vinny.
Thank you.
I think I'm going to leave the song on for the remainder of the song, the whole time.
No way, man. I need my other songs.
It's going to save me.
Master. Master. Master of Puppets is pulling your strings. He's making you do most everything.
Oh.
Oh. Hey, what do you say?
Why you gotta do that?
The beautiful's headed your way.
Hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I'd go down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go.
And when God takes you back, he'll say hallelujah.
Yo.
Ow, 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 ow.
Oh.
Ow, ow, ow. Go, Brittany!
Make it rain on them hoes!
Hoes!
Make it rain on them hoes!
Hoes!
Make it rain on them hoes!
Hoes!
Make it rain on them hoes!
Somewhere there's a good time looking for me!
Have no fear, your drinker is here!
Hey!
Nobody can say no.
Oh, that was short, bro. Short. Oh. Those are short.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. California knows how to party.
Oh. Show Avicii I was cool.
When I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. I'm living out in L.A. Oh, good spot.
My butt. Care about you.
It's Friday. I'm in love. Oh. Say the way you move. Gonna make you sweat. Gonna make you groove.
Oh. Oh, come on. Pasito.
Let's get it.
Bum bum. Bum bum.
All right, guys. I mean, there's so many songs to get
to. What about Baby, I'm Awesome? Did you do that one?
You did already.
I did that one already.
What about Will You Marry Me? Will You Marry Me?
Oh. Until we say it's over.
Damn it.
I.
No!
Turn this up and go a little bit faster. But don't get in any trouble or anything. This is the best driving song of all time.
So good.
Crazy. That's how it goes.
Ghetto is right.
Millions, I mean, of people.
That's the end at some point. The ANN is waiting for us.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru Share the Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru, CarlsonSubaru.com. Before I actually get to a lot of the stuff I need to get to, I just saw an ad for the Aquaman movie.
Yes.
Have you seen the trailer yet?
Yeah, so every time you get to see kind of a big blockbustery film, so we just saw the new Harry Potter movie, not very good. It showed right before that. I've seen the trailer.
So it's Jason Momoa, right? The guy who played Khaleesi's husband,
and
first husband?
And Johnny's ex, Amber Heard.
Oh, she's beautiful. Oh, that's
she
right.
Sure
she's his
is.
Mom or something?
No, his mom is Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah.
Academy Award winning actress.
It's pretty star studded, and I was surprised. Like, there's the move finally.
So, are they going to do a Super Friends movie after this?
I don't know.
Isn't he the final Super Friends that has a. Oh, no, they.
Well, who are they going to get for Green Lantern? They're going to bring Ryan Reynolds back?
Why not?
I doubt it.
He shot himself in the head. You see Deadpool 2?
He hasn't
2?
Been very nice about that in his Deadpool movies, has he?
No. That's one of the best movie moments of all time.
It is. The funniest part of that movie.
So, yeah, they got to get a Green Lantern. I guess they do have a Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a Wonder Woman. They got a Superman. They got a Batman.
Yeah. Well, they got to get a Martian Manhunter. But that's...
I don't know. He's on the Super Friends?
Yeah.
The hell's that? I never even heard of him.
He's just a guy from
Mars. I like Aquaman. His powers are he can talk to aqua animals. And then, you know,
aqua animals.
Whatever they are, you know, he sends out those like little vibrations through the water and stuff. Does he also have super strength or anything?
He does have super strength.
Not Superman style, though.
No, but...
So if anything happens in the water, he has that covered, but on land...
So here's the thing. In the comics, I always believed that Aquaman was pure Atlantean, but in this movie, he's a half-breed.
Oh.
Yeah, I said it.
Oh, because the mom is human, and she met some kind of Atlantean from the lost city of Atlantis. Oh,
exactly.
Oh, I didn't even know about the Atlantis thing.
Oh, you didn't?
If the fish people, that fish guy that won the movie,
yeah,
they got together, it would be...
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is what happened.
Shape of Water,
This is what happened in The Shape of Water. That guy was from Atlantis.
That's the prequel, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's bestiality.
Aquaman's father right
there. That's like banging a dolphin.
That's bestiality? He was sentient.
No, he was a dolphin.
He was like a humanoid fish. Person.
Anyway, I didn't mean to spend the whole break on it. The Aquaman movie's coming. It looks like it's coming out in December. Yeah,
it looks like, I thought December 21st.
All right.
Sounds like a plan, everybody.
So, the residents of Paradise, California it burned down. Paradise has burned down, and nearly 9,000 homes and hundreds of shops and other buildings are gone. The smoke that you are currently, right now, Northern California's air quality is currently the worst in the world. It's awful out there.
It is awful.
So I wasn't able to find out. We do have the big game. That's Cal versus Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen if it's canceled. I looked everywhere. I'm getting texts.
I haven't seen it yet either.
I'm getting texts from
people
saying, well, they don't want to cancel it. I'll tell you that. But the air quality is no good. And I would imagine anyone, myself included, that wants to exercise is finding themselves having to do it indoors.
And I'm sorry, you said that was a game in Stanford.
It switches back and forth.
But this time it's supposed
to be in Stanford, I believe.
Which you said, you feel like down on the peninsula is the worst.
It's the worst spot, yes. Now, I haven't been to Berkeley, so maybe it's bad there too.
Well, it's pretty bad everywhere.
Berkeley, actually, Vin.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
well, they canceled classes, so who knows if they're canceling this?
They're canceling classes all over the place. Mm-hmm. San Jose State canceled classes, so the air quality is extreme. You're not imagining it. It's awful, and it's the wildfire smoke. That's what we're dealing with. So, and you really should, if you're gonna be outdoors, have one of those masks on.
Don't exercise. Don't breathe deeply. I hate to say that.
It doesn't clear you completely, but at least it's something. And you know what? Sarah said it too, which is having the kid out is a bad play.
Yep.
Like we were dealing with that too. You can't go out for walks. Mm-hmm. And she went and picked up our kid before they were allowed to go outside and play at school. She went and got her so that she could bring her home because it's not good. Period.
There was a report this morning that those indoor play places have skyrocketed.
Oh, I bet.
They deal, say, 100 kids a day. She was like, it's, I don't even know, like 500 times or 500 plus kids.
I wonder if they're equipped for, I mean, in the winter when it's raining, I'm sure that they do get that kind of capacity. Kids need to run around and play.
Right. I took a picture of any of the news earlier. SFSU, SJSU closed, University of SF, Santa Clara University, UC Berkeley, Stanford, CSU, East Bay, all closed. And a lot of high schools, of course, are closed, too. Mm.
Yesterday, I went surfing in the afternoon.
Oh, you
and
did?
On the coast, it's you could see some blue sky, so I felt like it wasn't nearly as bad. But after we got done and I was just driving home, I could, you know that...
Mm-hmm. Tightness in your chest.
I smoked a pack of cigarettes just now feeling.
It's a weird feeling to just know that what you're... Just breathing. You're not smoking. You're not doing anything. But just breathing is enough to tighten your lungs and to, you know, that there is particulate in the air.
Yeah.
It is affecting all of us.
One last thing, Vinny. VTA and SamTrans are offering free rides today. That's South Bay Peninsula. And then Muni around San Francisco are offering free rides today as well because of the poor air quality.
Help you get off your feet and get where
At
you
least
need
in
to go.
Recirculated air.
Right.
Right.
Today is National Fast Food Day, which means there'll be a lot of deals offered at a lot of the places you like to frequent. McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Arby's, Pizza Hut, Sonic.
Got any examples?
I don't have any examples. And I'm not trying to advertise for them, but you know, everyone's had their moment, whether you eat fast food daily or you eat fast food out of, you know, in a pinch.
When you're sad.
Sure.
I feel like I've had my fill of food today. Those snickerdoodles were A plus.
Oh, good.
Damn.
You liked them.
Good. Yeah. Actually, you know who else liked them? Jeannie Yashere.
Gina.
Gina.
Is it Gina?
It is.
Yashere?
Yeah. She,
I liked her a lot.
She's great. I know. I liked her too. I actually, it's funny because we went right from her to Michael Franti, and of course we adore him. And we just didn't, usually we kind of dwell on people and chat about them, and we really haven't had a chance to have a breakdown on her, but she was excellent. And we hit it up right off the bat. She's like, yeah, I'm chowing those snickerdoodles out there. And I'm like,
I love you.
I know.
Right?
Oh my God, food.
She was happy to see Michael Franti too because she interviewed him some time ago.
Funny.
In the UK.
Oh, that's
so they knew each
and
other.
It's so funny that she knows Scott, too.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell this story real quick because this is something we're all very familiar with. So if you remember Bat Kid,
yeah,
which was a story that took over the city of San Francisco as they sort of roped off a lot of the streets and they sort of did this, they played out this young man's fantasy.
Right.
5 years ago, San Francisco was saved from evil by 5-year-old Bat Boy. This is something that I think that it was in part at AT&T Park and then on some of the city streets. Mm-hmm. But the police chief dispatched his cops to help, and the mayor gave the little hero a key to the city. Thursday marked the 5th anniversary of that day, so that was yesterday. And Bat Kid is cancer-free today.
Oh, my God.
So this young man, I believe, has had, is it leukemia since he was 1 year old?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And that was done as a, I think that was a Make-A-Wish thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I believe it was.
So Miles Scott was granted his dream by, there it is, Make-A-Wish Foundation. And 10,000 people all chanting, Bat Kid, Bat Kid, Bat Kid, turned out under on a nice day to cheer him on as he enjoyed the goodwill efforts to share his dream, which was to be Bat Kid. There's him dressed up. Mm. He's cancer-free. That's big.
It is big. And I mean, can you imagine being that kid's family and, you know, having dealt with this all this time and then to see this kid's dreams come true on this kind of scale where the whole we all felt like so involved in it. It was so great. And now to hear that he's going to live, it's so amazing. This is great. I love this picture, too. I don't know who played grown-up Batman, but maybe it was a dad. But Bat Kid.
It's very neat. So. Congratulations to him and his family, because I'm sure that is a huge relief. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Michael Franti got me tearing up on the way to work. Super sweet song. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Yay. It was so sweet.
Thanks for bringing on more comedians. Really good. We need the laughs. That's 808. When they're good. We also have talked about how some of these people are just really good joke writers, and they come in and sit down and are quiet.
Yeah, and we're they're all, so tell us about your show.
You just, oh, my God,
dude. Has it only been 5 minutes?
You're
feels like a lifetime.
Us. We talk here. We fill the empty air with words.
Yes.
That's what you're here to do.
And you signed up for it. So promote away.
Be funny.
Now. And go.
Everyone, go to the Yals973 Instagram. I posted 4 pics because nobody could stand still, so somebody's blurry in every shot, but it's Sarah's birthday picture.
Yeah!
All right. Yay.
It's hard to stand still. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and go through all your texts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.